Hey everyone, welcome back to the Peak Human Podcast. Today, I'm going to be going over a chapter in Sanjeev Goyal's book, The Top 10 Must-Do Peak Human Biohacks of 2023.
And as it's almost done.
Well, we're just going to slash this and say 2024.
New book will be coming out.
Yeah, the new book is coming out.
In the meantime, we'll go over some of these so that we can then start a new chapter.
This is the one I want to talk about because I have to say I'm guilty of not getting enough of this. Guess what that is? Sleep! All right, so number 10 is about wearable technology. And again, these are biohacks.
Yeah.
So I know that there's wearable technology, but I think what I want to know more about is the importance of sleep.
Sure.
Why would we care about it? Mm-hmm. There is an Oura Ring, but I know that there's other technology like your Apple phone or your whatever. Mm-hmm. But how important is sleep, and why did you think to recommend this as a biohack?
Yeah, so sleep is, you know, we spend about, 30% of our life sleeping. And all animals sleep. So it performs a very important function, for all animals.
Yes.
And it appears to be that, you know, if you were to stop somebody from sleeping, within just a few days...
They'd get grumpy.
They would become way more than grumpy. They would probably go crazy.
Psychotic,
They would go crazy. It just wouldn't function.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, so that's how important sleep is. And it seems to have a whole restorative function for the brain.
Yes.
Really important for consolidating memories and learning. So whatever is happening during the day needs to be processed. And that happens
and
during sleep.
Yeah, and put away. Forgotten about sometimes.
Put away, exactly. Some parts have to be forgotten. Some parts have to be remembered under learning.
Yes.
And all that's happening in the sleep in the different stages. So that's one aspect. And the other thing is that it seems to have some type of potentially like a detoxifying aspect. So,
Well, isn't it like sleep is supposed to be regenerative, right?
Yes.
Like,
so regenerative.
Like I know that when I don't get enough sleep, like I feel it, mm-hmm. number one. I am grumpy. I am tired. And then I can't really concentrate. Like I lose focus because I'm so grumpy and I'm like, Nothing works when you're sleep deprived.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. So it's really important for this to figure out. It helps with the learning and putting all the memories together, and the other thing is that it seems to have, like I said, a detoxifying aspect. And I don't know if I remember we talked about an Alzheimer's episode about the lymphatic system. So just like there's a lymphatic system which drains the fluid around your body and moves it around.
What's lymphatic?
So apparently there's glymphatic fluid around your brain, which is also which moves around in the nighttime.
So and when you're sleeping.
This during deep sleep is when it's in effect removing some of these molecules from your brain. It's like a detoxification.
Gotcha.
It's like a cleaning.
Yeah, so if your brain can't be cleaned up, it's going to get clogged up. Is that
I mean, we think Alzheimer's might be a problem in the glymphatic system. We don't exactly know what's going on, but it's a whole new idea that sleep has a very important function. And what's normal sleep is very difficult to say, but generally, most people need between 6.5 hours to 8.5 hours of sleep. And I think about 40 or 50% of the population is sleeping less than what they actually need.
Yeah, I can't recall the last time I slept like 7 or 8 hours. No, I really can't.
Yeah, so that's you're one of those rare people who don't need as much sleep.
I feel like I do need it, but I also nap, so I'm a bit of a.
So you got to count that in.
Yeah, that is part of sleep. So, and I think napping is important when I'm not getting all of that sleep. But as I'm looking in your book, there's 4 stages of it, right? And and one of them is awake. So is that even a stage?
Yeah.
But there's the light sleep, the deep sleep, where you got what's NREM?
Non-REM.
Non-REM.
And then
okay.
REM. And then
deep sleep is the REM stage.
No.
REM.
REM is the 4th stage. So it's basically a cycle.
A cycle.
It doesn't really matter 1, 2, 3, or 4, but basically your body's going through a cycle multiple times during the night. And it normally what will happen is that your body will go into deep sleep more in the beginning of the night.
Right.
And then it'll cycle through into REM. So it starts from light sleep, deep sleep, REM.
Okay.
Back to, light sleep, deep sleep, REM.
And so it is cyclical then?
It's cyclical.
If you're,
About every 90 minutes, there's a cycle that's happening.
So it's not... So for me to think that somebody's in deep sleep for 5 hours, that's not really the case.
That never happens.
That never happens.
There's always, and that's
unless they've been drinking all night.
It normally doesn't happen. If anything, it messes things up. Alcohol, sure. But that's why. So let's just say the cycle is happening every 90 minutes, and as the night goes on, we spend more and more time into REM sleep. So that's why when you wake up in the morning, you just wake out of a dream normally. Mm-hmm. Because you're having REM sleep just before you wake up. Because most of REM sleep happens at the end of the night or in the morning.
Some of the things that I feel, like speaking from my own personal experience, impact sleep is likely too much. What they say is like technology at night, mm-hmm. Your brain, like just not being able to focus off worries or stress, that causes it. What are other factors of lack of sleep? Are there physiological things that impact people's sleep? Other than like pain, if they're experiencing pain, it might be difficult
for sure,
to sleep.
For sure, it's really important. Mm-hmm. There's so many factors that affect sleep. You know, it could range everything from what's your sleep cycle like? If you've been traveling and you're off, you know, jet lagged, and we all have a circadian rhythm. And
yes,
people's rhythms are off, or they just, you know, they're like early risers, and or some people are late sleepers, or you know, so there's a certain rhythm we have in our own body, mm-hmm. and that influences your sleep. You know, your mood will influence your sleep, your anxiety will influence your sleep. So if you have any depression,
so women with say menstrual cycles,
influence. Okay. You know, temperature will influence your sleep. That's why there's a whole thing about using cold to help you go into deeper sleep. So
cold for deeper sleep?
Yeah, so make sure you set your thermostat at, like, you know, set it to around at least 18 or 19.
But I'm one of those people that if we were partners, mm-hmm. I'm covered up and I want to be boiling hot, and then my partner's like half naked.
But the whole night?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's normally you kind of want at the very beginning to be warm. But then in the middle of the night, generally you want
normal. So that's why I wake up without cover. Okay, because
In deep sleep. You go into deep sleep. And then when you wake up, you again go back into warm. So there is a certain rhythm again to the temperature aspect. Mm-hmm. It has a huge impact on sleep. Obviously alcohol and drugs, they have, you know, cannabis, sure. they'll have impact on sleep. I think there's so many factors.
So really. When you have a wearable technology, what is it that we're looking for, and how can we translate what the wearable technology is saying to like change our sleep pattern?
Yeah, so like, I don't have my Oura Ring on, but I love the Oura Ring because it's such an easy wearable. Like there are other ones out there, like the Whoop or even the Apple Watch
that
has it now.
Yeah.
Maybe not as accurate. So the Oura Ring seems to be the most accurate sleep tracker out there. And what's really cool about these devices is that they do break down your sleep stages. So you can see, hey, you might have thought you're sleeping for 7 hours. Maybe out of that, you only slept, you know, 30 minutes of REM and 30 minutes of deep sleep. That's not great. Mm. But maybe you got 2 hours of REM and 2 hours of deep sleep. There's a difference.
Got you.
So the quality of the sleep is really important, and the ring can really help you with that.
Okay.
To kind of tell you, okay, like, were you waking up during the night? Were you like,
right?
Were you constantly waking up? That's really interesting.
So, and then there's things that, as you said, temperature, the type of mattress you sleep on, pillow, positioning, you know, a noisy partner.
Yeah, exactly. People are snoring. That's a major, that's a major issue.
Well, you know, as a relationship expert, there are more people, and some people are frowning on this, but there are couples who actually sleep in different rooms to save their marriage.
Yeah.
Because they understand that they have different schedules or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it impacts sleep, and they know how important sleep is.
Exactly.
So
sleep, it'll save
that's
marriage
amazing.
For sure if you get good sleep. The Oura Ring also does track your heart rate at the nighttime, and you can see how well rested is your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been drinking or stressed out, your heart rate will be up, as well as your HRV, which is your heart rate variability. Also tells you, you know, how rested is your heart as well. So there's a number of little trackers apart from the sleep part. Your heart is also being measured on some of these sleep trackers as well.
Can you give maybe just two or three tips on how to maybe motivate a good sleep? Like, does melatonin help? Is that something?
The evidence on melatonin isn't that great.
Okay.
Yes, in jet lag, it seems to be helpful. But, you know, I think what you can do first, the first thing, you know, good habits would be, is that, you know, after, let's say, 7 or 8 p.m., try to avoid any bright lights.
Okay.
And I do have another hack in there about the blue light blocking glasses.
Okay.
So I wear my blue light blocking glasses after 7 p.m. every night.
Okay.
And
Light blocking because you're tricky, because your body is telling you that it's getting dark.
Yeah, so blue light is what activates your brain.
Okay.
In the sunlight, so there's a lot of blue light.
Okay.
And so when we put on the blue light blocking glasses, we're in effect telling our brain that we're being less stimulated by light.
It's time to go to sleep.
And so then when your brain is getting less stimulated by light, it can release melatonin.
Okay, naturally.
Yeah.
So you don't have to take it. Okay.
Exactly. And melatonin's important to fall asleep. So what you'll find is that when you are falling, you're more likely to fall asleep quicker when you're wearing the blue light blocking glasses, or you're not exposed to bright light.
I think I asked you this question before, but is doing a vigorous workout at night good or bad?
That would be another tip to not do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things to not do. Okay, so not do exercise at night.
Yeah, unless you're having sex or something. That's a different type of exercise.
Okay. Because can you sleep better after orgasm, like in reality?
Potentially, I think the hormones that get released might make you more relaxed and people fall asleep.
Cuddle hormone. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Oxytocin, yeah.
Okay.
But so less light, avoid vigorous exercise. Avoid
caffeine.
Definitely avoid caffeine. Let's
alcohol
say
alcohol as well.
Caffeine after, let's say, the afternoon. Alcohol may make you fall asleep, but the quality of the sleep won't be great.
That's for sure. You think you're sleeping,
but it's not a great quality sleep. And then avoid eating. Avoid eating late.
Ah.
Because that messes up your sleep, and it'll keep your blood sugars high. It will.
And your body's working because it's trying to digest.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. So probably stop eating, let's say, at 7 or 8 p.m. if possible.
Okay.
So give your body at least 3-4 hours before you're falling asleep. So,
good.
So you can. So those are some simple.
And for those people who decide want to hear music when they sleep or meditate,
there's lots of evidence on some of these things like binaural beats.
Okay.
Relaxing.
That they can help.
They can help. So we can explore that another time. But
amazing. Well, thank you for having this conversation. And it's not too late. There's still we still have a whole month left. Even though the Christmas warnings are out there.
I don't think it's dated at all.
No.
These hacks are still really important. There's some really great hacks.
Where can they grab this?
It's on Amazon, iBooks.
Okay, perfect.
Kobo.
Top 10 must-do peak human biohacks of 2023.
Yep.
They can go into 2024, but he's going to have a new book out.
We'll have a new book.
We've talked about it in the podcast. You can refer to some of those, but the book literally is a great reference for you to have and carry.
Simple read, really quick. It's not about really, it's really kind of giving you a taste of what you should go and explore.
Yes.
It's kind of giving you some ideas. These are the trends.
Quick but effective. Yeah. If you actually do all of these things, my goodness, great life. You're going to have a biohack life. So thanks, guys. Please like, subscribe. You can support us and continuation of this podcast, because he does it out of the goodness of his heart and passion. You can go to peakhuman.ca/rewards.
Yes.
And subscribe to the rewards for extra perks.
Yeah.
So
like our channel, send us comments. Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Take care.
Bye.